It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and of course wherever you get your podcasts from these days. And it's a Monday morning. Hope that you enjoyed your weekend, particularly if you were out looking at real estate. It is November the 20th today, and we know that this year has been like no other when it comes to the inflation, the mortgage rates, and everything is more expensive, unfortunately, in 2023. Mortgage holders have been, though, fair to say, pretty resilient and quick to adapt to the market, thinking quite creatively outside the box when it comes to generating more money required and needed to pay bills, especially for that all-important mortgage. And many have turned to renting out a room in their homes. And share house demand surges in Sydney due to the housing challenges and affordability issues were revealed the other day. And I did mention this about flatmates.com.au data, where they experienced a high volume of traffic in October last month, which is not really seen in October. It's more at the peak in December. And I also mentioned that new members surged by 11.2% in October, marking a 15.6% increase from the previous year. Increased property listings on flatmates.com.au are up by 9.7% for last month. So this morning I thought, well, let's get on the community manager from flatmates.com.au, who is Claudia Conley. And good morning to you, Claudia. Welcome to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what's going on here. As I mentioned, it is up and it seems like it's up quite significantly.
That's exactly right. It's been a really busy year for flatmates.com.au. In fact, it's been our busiest year on record. We've been a website since around 2000. And before that, we were an office matching service to help people find flatmates. So we've been around for a long time, yet this has been our busiest year on record. And October just gone, like you said, with those stats before, was one of our busiest months this year. The numbers we've seen in October of 2023, we don't normally see until the start of our peak summer period, so around December. And what this shows is we think the summer coming up is going to be extremely busy for people looking for share accommodation.
So, yeah, I mean, December is normally the peak, but last month it was already climbing into those peak numbers. We know that it's been a really challenging year. Nobody really wants to rent out their room. They prefer to, you know, keep the privacy to the family, but it's just really been forced upon people as a result of the year that we've had like no other, 2023. The bills that people have to pay, etc.
That's exactly right. I do think a lot of people have turned to share accommodation, and a lot of homeowners have turned to share accommodation and renting out their spare room to help offset all of the rate rises and also the rising cost of living. I will say, though, for many people, it isn't just a financial reason as to why they enter into share accommodation. We have many homeowners and empty nesters over the age of 65 using flatmates.com.au. And for many of them, the financial benefit of renting out their room is just one of the many benefits. Another benefit is definitely the companionship and the safety that living with someone can provide.
Well, that's really interesting, because loneliness has really sort of taken some new numbers, particularly since COVID. So is that sort of, do you think, a result of COVID and the way that people do, you know, want that companionship if they're over that age of 60, 65?
Definitely, particularly in the regions, or if people, you know, are from country towns or regional areas and their families may have moved to larger cities. If they're living by themselves in their region or in their area, living with someone can help, like you said, to tackle that loneliness that many Australians are feeling post-COVID.
All right, well, we'll come back in just a moment. We'll talk more about this with Claudia right here on your Real Estate Monday.
If you're confused about the property market, don't be. Unlock and educate yourself with the latest trending analysis and interviews.
Well, the Queensland government has raised the first home buyer's grant to $30,000 until mid-2025. This is a bit of good news, and it is effective from today, only for new homes valued under 750K, and it will also qualify for granny flats or modular homes. Queensland's Housing Minister credited Coal Royalties for the funding and emphasising the timely opportunity for people to enter the market. So that is good news to see Coal helping people buy homes.
It's the main centre forecast.
And around the country, let's have a look at your weather word. First, we go to Sydney. Good morning to you. Expecting some cloud. It will be a mainly dry day, though. 27 is your forecast high. Plenty of cloud in Melbourne today. Your top of 22 degrees. Brisbane expecting cloudy with some rain at times. Your high of 24. And the place to be is in Perth. Expecting plenty of blue skies once again today and your high of 33 degrees. If you're celebrating and turning a year older for today, November the 20th, many happy returns. I see it's Joe Biden's birthday. He's turning 80. You know, I thought he would have been 85 the way that they're talking about how old he is. So that came as a bit of a surprise. And also happy birthday to you, Sharon, in Perth. One of our listeners turning 47, Damien, sent us in a great email. Apparently, you are a long-time listener, so great to have you with us this morning.
Remember, we are not a real estate company. We are 100% all about increasing your awareness and knowledge for buying and selling properties.
And we are back on your Real Estate Monday talking to Claudia Conley from flatmates.com.au. And Claudia, Sydney's highest house prices really have led to a decade low rental stock vacancies, which really does intensify this demand for house living as an alternative. What about some of these suburbs around Sydney and some other areas that you're highlighting, which are spiked suburbs as a result of, you know, people looking for shared alternative living?
So, yes, as you said, Sydney is one of our busiest cities and is one of the most in-demand cities, not only in Australia, but around the world. There's multiple suburbs in inner city Sydney that have hundreds of people looking for accommodation on flatmates.com.au in these areas with zero rooms available. So if we look at Elizabeth Bay, for example, there's 188 people looking for a room to live here, and there's zero rooms available. Curl Curl in Sydney has 148 people looking for a room with zero rooms available. South Coogee, 146 people looking to move here, zero rooms available. So as you can see, there is immense demand for inner city Sydney, yet there's not enough rooms available to keep up with everyone who needs a place to live.
Now, that is kind of highlighting Sydney. Obviously, that is a real squeezed city at the moment. But what about the regional areas? Because it's not just, as you were saying, confined to metro areas.
That's right. So all across the country, we are experiencing this rental crisis, and it is touching many corners of Australia, including the regions, particularly on the mid-north coast of New South Wales and up in Queensland. There is just immense demand for these areas. If we look at places like Coffs Harbour, Byron Bay, anywhere on the beach, really, we are seeing immense demand with not enough rooms available. And it's often in these areas up in regional beach towns where there are quite large houses, you know, four or five bedroom houses even, with one or two people living in these homes. So I really want to encourage homeowners in these areas, if you do have a spare room or two, if you're feeling the pinch a little bit, if you're feeling a bit lonely, renting out a spare room in your home could be a great way to make some additional income. The median rental price for a room in a share house across Australia is $290 per week, But if we look at places such as Sydney, the median weekly rental price here is $350 per week. So there is quite some income that homeowners can be earning from renting out those spare rooms that might be sitting empty.
Wow, those numbers are pretty interesting. And if you have a look at what some owners are doing, like they're making the space completely separate to the main house. In fact, we talked, it was a few months ago, about they call it a kitchlet, but that was completely self-contained. Is there sort of evidence that you're looking at with homeowners that are creating these spaces that are not so much a shared space, but very separate and very small, that somebody has got their own space in?
Definitely. So, you know, for many of those regional areas, like I mentioned, where they have quite large homes and quite a lot of spare rooms available, for many homes, it's quite easy to make some modifications to have a separate entrance for your tenant. If you do really want to keep things separate and you don't want to, you know, I guess, create that share house environment. Share housing comes in many different shapes and sizes. And as a homeowner, you're the person who gets to decide how and under what circumstances you do want to share. For many people, they share the occasional meal. They might share condiments. They might share, you know, grocery items. For other people, like you mentioned, they might make a completely separate section like a granny flat or seal off, you know, the two downstairs bedrooms. And then they kind of keep it as its own separate unit. So it's really up for the homeowner to make it what they would like.
And it sounds like you guys are pretty busy at this time of the year. So talk to that. Talk about just how busy your team is. And also just sort of mention that flatmates.com.au, it was sold to the REA Group. I think you mentioned back in 2017, was it?
Yes, REA Group purchased flatmates.com.au in 2016. Ever since then, we've just gotten busier and busier under REA Group. So in terms of how busy it's been on Flatmates, I guess relating back to that, in October just gone, we had 185,000 people using Flatmates, actively looking for a place to live or a person to move into their home. Those sort of numbers we don't usually start to see until the start of our peak summer season, sort of around December. Our peak busiest months on flatmates.com.au and I guess in the rental market in general are January, February, March. The start of the year sees a lot of people changing jobs, getting contractor renewals, lease renewals. A lot of people are moving at this time of year. We have uni semester starting. So there's a lot of movement at this time of year, but we're already seeing kind of our peak summer numbers already in October. So I think what this is showing is that we're gearing up for an extremely busy summer to come.
Yeah, it sounds very, very busy. And it's sort of in my mind, I'm looking at those queues of people, like in some cases, 100 people waiting to go in to have a look at a rental accommodation. This now is kind of trickling into the flatmate situation. So in other words, somebody that is looking for a flatmate, they probably have plenty of people to choose from.
Exactly. So if you are a homeowner with a spare room and you're sort of nervous you might not find the right person to move into your place, now is the perfect time to find a flatmate because you have the pick of the bunch. It'll be extremely easy for homeowners to find a flatmate at this time just due to the huge demand of people looking for places to live.
All right. Well, good on you, Claudia. Thanks for coming on this morning and explaining all of that as well as you have. And good luck to you and the team just sort of keeping up with all of those listings. Have a nice break over the Christmas New Year. Sounds like you're going to be a busy, busy person.
Yes, thank you so much. We'll take a small reprieve over the Christmas New Year period and then we'll be ramping up for our busy summer.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights. We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.